Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's March 27th, the last Wednesday since March 2024, and I won't be sad to see March leave. I kind of like April. Okay, we're going to give you a good show today. I've got an interesting guest. She is the middle school segment manager for a company called Twinkle, and I have it linked up here, but just so you know, it's T-W-I-N-K-L. Twinkle USA. She's an educator, and she taught middle school math, science, and STEAM, the STEM with arts involved, for 13 years, okay, and has an education specialist degree in instructional technology, and now she, as I say, middle school segment manager for Twinkle. So we'll find out all about these unlimited resources for teachers over at Twinkle. It struck me as interesting because I always like to think about, you know, we always hear that term under-resourced schools, and there's a lot of good resources out there, and excuse me, they're inexpensive, they're, you know, they're good, and I want to give all these companies that have these such resources an opportunity to speak on the show and tell teachers where it all is. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, that's ace-ed.org, the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. Go over there. Everything's free for you, and you can check out the Equity Awards program or all our podcasts, our magazine, et cetera, et cetera. ace-ed.org, and we'll archive this podcast there, just as we do with every podcast. And let me say good morning to Denise. Denise Fernander, how are you? It's Larry here.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Doing fine, thank you.
Where are you today, Denise? Where are you?
I am currently in Alexandria, Virginia. So
okay.
I am, yeah, that is
okay. Are you a teacher now, or do you just work full time, so to speak, for Twinkle?
I do not teach anymore.
Okay.
I stopped teaching just a few years ago, but yes, yeah, so I do work with Twinkle full-time, and just really getting the word out there so more people know about Twinkle.
Sure.
And all of the things that are going there. And, of course, because I have the experience and expertise in working in middle school, I specifically work with that segment. So, yes.
That's cool, and thank you for that. And as I'd like to say, we always say this to our good members of the armed forces, but for teachers, thank you for your service. You were there for 20-plus years.
Thank you.
Believe me, it's appreciated. I'm glad you're still in education. I got to tell you a cute thing. And when I saw the name of the company, Twinkle, okay, it reminded
yes.
me, and this goes back about 47 million years. When I was a little kid in elementary school, we used to get Humpty Dumpty magazine. You remember Humpty Dumpty magazine?
I do.
They had a cartoon in there. I still remember this for some stupid reason, 5 million years ago, okay, and it was Twinkle, with an E at the end, Twinkle, the little star who came down from heaven. It was a little, he would come down, he had a head shaped like a star, and he'd walk around and, I guess, do good things, or no, but when I saw the word Twinkle, I just was thinking, well, I hadn't thought about that in about 10 million years, so that's my Twinkle, but that has an E at the end, yours ends in the L, so,
yes.
And it's, I know I have a link at twinkle.com.
Yeah,
tell us about Twinkle.
Right.
Go ahead. Go for it. Tell us.
All right. Cool. It is an awesome resource for teachers. You know, one of the reasons that it resonated so much with me when I was a teacher, we didn't have textbooks. I had, you know, been teaching for years and basically had to come up with our own lessons. And so many teachers are familiar with some of the other companies out there where you can get resources, but you pay for them individually, and they might be created by, you know, other teachers. But we spend so much out of pocket on finding resources
yeah.
and lessons. But with Twinkle, this is unlimited resources, unbeatable value, and you're going to pay as low as $9 a month, and you have millions of resources and unlimited downloads that you can find whatever subject, whatever area, whatever grade level, whatever it
yeah.
is you need, you have access to it. So that's what is so amazing and such a great opportunity for teachers. So, yeah,
and if I'm reading it correctly, Denise, it goes K-8. It doesn't go K-12. It goes K-8, right?
Well, of course, we are certainly expanding, but yes, right now it is going to be, well, no, not just K. We definitely have even early childhood as well.
Oh,
so
thank you
really,
for telling me. I'm
going to
change that right now so everybody knows. Hold up.
Yeah.
I'm going to change that right on site so everybody knows. There you go.
Oh,
just did. Okay, that's great. 3K to 8.
And then,
good.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we also have special ed. We have ELL. We have homeschool resources, ASL resources. Oh, you name it. We've got it for you.
And where do the resources come from?
Teachers create them. So we have staff that come in, not only, in fact, teachers can request different resources. So that's another resource that's available as well. But whatever it is, whatever the subject, so we are consistently bringing on staff that are teachers. We are certified, you know, even to do what I do, I am a certified teacher. So this is really coming from a place of experience, of expertise, of knowledge, and just really putting care into what we do. So, yeah, it's coming from teachers who are creating the resources.
And I have to ask, because I didn't know about your company till you got in touch with us, and I'm so glad you did so we can get the word out to help you along and help teachers get in touch with this. Okay. How did teachers find out about – how long's Twinkle – let me ask a different way. How long's Twinkle been around, and how have they found the teachers to create the resources? Because I didn't know your
great
company,
question.
And I'm glad to know them, but I'd just like to know more, and I just want to get the word out to everybody so they can feel secure, you know, that this has been something that's been going on for a while, et cetera. Just talk about how long it's been around. Where are they? I don't even know that. I don't know where the company is.
Right. So first and foremost, thank you for having us, me as well.
That too,
definitely.
My pleasure.
So the company so the company is actually was founded in the UK, so and has been around for years, and is of course has been established there and has really expanded here in the U.S. and started from the bottom in terms of starting with the early childhood, the pre-K, and the lower. So I just started this particular position and in a year ago, but middle school is, again, it's expanding. So we've been growing as we go here in the U.S. And so it's absolutely an established company. Our U.S. brand is growing and building as we go. So, again, a lot of people may not know and be familiar with it here in the U.K.
Exactly.
In the USA, but it's actually all over the world. It's global. So you can be in China, you can be all over the world, literally. You can be in Indonesia. You can be in Australia. And we have resources that are specifically geared for that particular country, and especially here in the U.S. So our market is huge. Go ahead.
No, it is. And thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you right there. I thought you were finished. My apologies. But let me ask, you just brought up something interesting. You know, you said Malaysia and other countries. And curious about language, all right? And this is very helpful because certainly here in the U.S., we have kids from everywhere, okay? And every other country does too, I might add, okay? But let's just talk about here, all right? And teachers, they do have a language difficulty with these kids till these kids get used to speaking English and, you know all that sort of thing. So talk to me about the languages that are available on Twinkle. Because, again, you work with everybody in every country, so I'm assuming, you help me, you know, Spanish, Arabic, whatever, Chinese, whatever the case may be.
Well, of course, our products here are based in English. However, as I mentioned, we do have ELL resources. So when we have teachers who are working with students who are, you know, learning English as a second language, there are so many resources that also are available to them, whether it's listening, reading, the speaking, the writing, but also the topics like learning the English words for animals or learning English words for clothing, for family members, all of those sorts of things. So there are resources that will help anybody. And like there are even some dual language resources that are Mandarin and English and also Spanish and English. So there are a variety of different things that are available to help support in that way too. And so how a lot of teachers find out is, well, all of the different things that all of the different segment managers are doing to make sure that people are familiar with us. So whether it is we've got partnerships that we do. So right now we have partnerships with we do Cocomelon. We have different things that we know will touch not just young people, the students, but also their parents and also teachers to get them more familiar. But then we also, as segment managers, we do outreach and we have Facebook groups. So I also have that link available so that people can tap into the Facebook group, particularly for middle school. But we have Facebook groups for all of our different segments. We have a newsletter that people can get, or teachers for that matter, or even, like I said, parents, homeschool teachers, anyone who is looking for resources and is in that space, we have a weekly newsletter that they can get access to that shows them and gives them all kinds of different resources that are available. And it can be topic-related. It could be related to holidays. You name it, you know, because right now we've got that great North American solar eclipse coming up. So that's been a topic that's happening right now. So, yeah, so it's all of those things. And we just do our best to be a resource and to outreach to get more people aware of it and doing podcasts like this one, definitely.
I'm glad you are. And how often, probably every day, but I just want to ask, how often do resources change? Like how often once you become a member, so to speak, you know, pay your subscription, okay, to Twinkle, how often do the resources change? And also, this would be interesting for people. If they have resources, can they submit them to you guys, or is it strictly company-run resources? Just go over those questions. Denise.
So two answers for that. So, yes. So
go ahead, yeah.
Every single day, there are hundreds of thousands of resources being added. So, as I mentioned, middle school is somewhat new. So we have brought on new content creators that are adding resources every single day for 6th, 7th, 8th grade that are specific to the different content and topics that they are learning in those subject areas. Every single day there are hundreds to thousands of new resources that are being added to the portal. And to add to what you were saying or the question that you asked about, if somebody has something that they're interested in specifically, all they need to do, there's a couple of ways. Sometimes people will reach out to me in my Facebook group and say, hey, you know, what about this? I'm working on this. Here's an idea that I have, or here's something that I do in the classroom. Can we create something like this? And absolutely positively. And as a Twinkle member, if you join the subscription, we have a free membership as well. They can just request that a specific resource be made and give us details about what they're looking for, what kind of structure they're looking for. And yes, we will definitely create it. And we're 24/7, 365 days a year. So if they have any time that they're thinking about it, they can just let us know.
Right. It's really cool. You got a lot of stuff here. And I wanted to ask you this in specific, since it's the famous buzz letters, I should say, of 2024 is AI. Okay, artificial intelligence. And you have a whole segment here on the website that says give AI a try. And you also had something which I thought was a great line. Okay, you guys have created accessible AI tools. I love this next line, to remove some of the most significant educator pain points. I love that because it's painful to figure it out. And just talk about AI, which I think is really important. It's going to help teachers because most of them have never been trained in it. In fact, probably 98% have never been trained in it. None of us have been, really. And it's important to get used to what it is. So just talk about how you're embracing and how Twinkle is doing with AI.
Yes. So we do have AI tools. So basically, it's where you can specifically work with whatever it is, whether it is you're creating content or curriculum tool of resources, you can actually use AI to help in the wording, in the verbiage. If you're someone who struggles with the writing pieces of, you know, putting together a lesson and planning, say, a unit, you can get support using AI to create that content without having to stress and strain your brain about it. And I mean, that's a game changer, I believe, definitely, because I remember
those.
Well,
it's important these days.
Yes,
absolutely. It's important these days. I mean, people are scared of AI. They and I don't mean to stereotype here. You know, you don't understand it. You want to use it, but you want to use it correctly. You know, we need help with this.
Right.
Okay, it's easy to say, you know, LAUSD out in California, obviously Los Angeles, you know, put in a whole new AI thing for all their students. You know, but again, we're talking to teachers here, and well, it's all important.
Right.
All this, teachers haven't been trained, and it's just something that we need to talk to. I think that's a very important part of what Twinkle does, and I'm assuming that basically, I mean, I don't know how to say this. I can't believe it wouldn't be everything, but subjects. Are all the subjects available on Twinkle?
Yes, yes. Certainly your basic, you know, your language arts, your social studies, your math, your science, those things. But we do also, like I mentioned, there's STEM, there are all sorts of different art resources. There's health, there's, like, you name it. And again, if there's something specific that somebody has that may be different or they don't see, they can request it and we can create it. Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. It's just so important these days. And I'll say it before, you know, we always talk about under-resourced schools. And there's a lot of resources out there that are inexpensive. All right. What are you hearing from Tia? I don't think I asked this. How long have you been available to U.S. teachers, United States teachers? How long has that been available?
So in total, it's been, and don't quote me on this. It's been definitely available for over 7 or 8 years at this point.
Okay.
Just in terms. So it's definitely been around because, like I said, we started with, like, the early childhood, the pre-K, our kindergarten, lower elementary and all of those grade levels. So they've been around for much longer than middle school has been around, for sure.
And what are you hearing back? And I know you do. And again, you're the middle school segment manager, which is the newer part of this. But what are you hearing back from educators as they work with Twinkle?
Oh, absolutely love it. We are constantly getting testimonials back because, again, so many teachers are spending money out of pocket. Think about the supplies that are already we're spending money out of pocket for, much less when it comes to curriculum. For me, education was a second career for me. And when I came in, there were no books. We weren't using books anymore. And so literally you were creating everything from scratch. So when you look at some of the other companies that are out there, you know, you might be paying for each individual resource, anywhere from some things being free to as much as $10, $20, $30, $40 for a unit. So the opportunity to be able to, in one place and with one cost, low cost, and be able to get access unlimited, yes, we get wonderful testimonials, and we're always so grateful, you know, just because we want to be that resource and we want to help teachers, and that's why we're here.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been talking, and I think I've heard you correctly, we've been talking about individual teachers, okay, signing up for I think you said it was $9.98 a month or something. Do schools
$9.
Sign up? $9, thank you. Can schools sign up? Like a school, like the ABC Elementary School. What if a school wants to sign up? How's that work? Yeah.
So schools or even districts. So you can if you go to the website where, and I actually tell you about a wonderful resource. So for that matter, let me say this. I'll throw this in there real early. So if you head to twinkle.com/offer, you can use an offer code E for education, teacher radio, ETR free to access a free month completely free and unlimited educational downloads. So again,
nice.
That's twinkle.com/offer, ETR free, and they'll get that access. But to answer your question, so yes, you can do an individual membership, but there's also a school membership. So we
and
have worked
work?
In conjunction yeah. with
that,
districts
that's important.
Where,
yeah,
because, you know, that actually helps, especially if you can create something across the board for a school system, you know, when it comes to like cohorts working together or, you know, working vertically across the curriculum and say in science or saying in math, you know, that's really resourceful. So it's, yeah, if you go to the website, there is actually a link there and it walks you through how to do a school membership. That way you can be able to have those curriculum aligned schemes that can really work across the board with all teachers in the school.
Yeah, and I always love that because that to me is very important because though those kids might have a different teachers, okay, in third grade, so to speak, when they move to fourth, they could have all different
right.
teachers. And it's important that all the third grade teachers have access to everything so that when they get to fourth grade, everybody knows what's going on and you can put any two grades you want together and it always just makes sense to me. Okay, to deliver a school-wide thing. How do you spend, I'm curious about this, I think other teachers would be, are educators. You know, you were an educator for years. Actually, you said it was a second occupation for you. But I'm curious, okay, how do you spend your day? You on the phone most of the day? You're traveling to schools? What do you do as the middle school segment manager?
Great question. Thank you. So it's a variety of things. It's doing things like creating, so there are blogs that particularly each of the segments have like different things that they tap into. So one of the things that I do is I write blogs that are specific to middle school, whether it's really just sharing different resources that are out there or helping with different teacher resources in
mm-hmm.
terms of, you know, how to, like one of the recent blogs was how to connect pop culture with teaching teams, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of different things. So there's that. And as I mentioned, we have a weekly newsletter. So I do a weekly newsletter for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. As well as there's a Facebook group, as I mentioned, I'll provide that link. It's called Twinkle Middle School Group. So you can actually just look that up in Facebook and join there. So we have that going on. So maintaining and managing that and working and engaging the teachers there and also just really asking feedback from them, trying to figure out,
mm-hmm.
hey, where
sure.
are you now? What are you learning? You know, what do you need resources with? And then also outreach, things like this on the podcast. And
I
then
think it's great.
Several of our managers also have like TikTok and Instagram pages, do podcasts and do YouTube videos. So there's a wide, doing everything that we can to have people become more familiar with Twinkle.
I like that. You're one of the first people to tell me that you're doing something like that per se, you know, using social media, okay, to enhance it. And everybody does this. I want to say this the right way. Using social media in the field of education to get the teachers involved, okay, and showing them how to do it and asking them to go back and check in with Twinkle and all that. I think that's very, very clever, okay? Because the next question I was going to ask you, and it's getting to be an old-fashioned question. Do you guys go to any of the conferences that are available to teachers, like NAESP, those sort of things? NAEYC. I'm just curious if teachers can catch up with you at these places.
We have definitely done that. And I know that's something that we've recently been discussing and figuring out.
It should be.
We're looking at some of the strategies.
Yeah.
Because I love them, as a matter of fact. I taught
in
Georgia.
Well, they are fun, but I'll go back to what you said a minute ago. You know, the world, and I have to say this, is changing. Okay.
Right.
And there are other – that used to be the conferences, and I have nothing against conferences, but conferences used to be the main way to reach large groups of educators in the field you wanted to reach. Okay. You know, with the old, what was it called, IRA, the 30,000 teachers would show up, the International Reading Association.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
yeah.
That's kind of long gone, if I may. All right. And today it's social media that has taken its place. Okay. And
right.
I was impressed by what you said a few minutes ago about Twinkle's use of social media in reaching the teachers. And I was just curious, though, if they do want to catch up with you. You know, it is a question that every company has to look at. Should we continue to go to the conferences? What's the word from Twinkle?
Right.
Have they, yeah. And I don't know about the UK. All I know is the US, you know. I don't know what's going on over there. Probably. The
yeah. So that is something that we have because our managers are all across the country. So we're not just based in, you know, particular cities and states.
Sure.
Because we, of course, work nationally. So, yeah, we do, first of all, we definitely are open to a lot of those things. So we have definitely had a presence at different conferences, but we have a lot of talks in the works to, you know, expand and maybe do more of those things. But a lot of the things that we have done as well
necessary.
Is going
yeah.
to districts. And
yeah.
going into school systems
mm-hmm.
and finding a way to touch thousands at a time that way. You know, but it is something that we definitely have talked about for sure is going to regional, going to national conferences. And we are all always open to those things because people are still attending them. So it's
definitely still
viable.
Do, but as I say, and I have nothing against conferences, but the world is definitely changing. Okay, and the way you guys are doing it just struck me that it was interesting. Okay, you're a newer company,
yeah.
the pandemic hit, all that sort of stuff. You're on the web, tech, high tech. You're a tech person. Okay, you know it's just really interesting. Okay, it really is. Denise,
yeah.
thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed
well,
yourself.
Thank
I did.
Thank you.
Okay,
I
you.
Absolutely have.
Well, I'm going to send you. We'll send you some more information, and certainly including the link to the show, and I hope you'll share this with all
yes,
the folks
absolutely.
That you work with. Okay?
Absolutely.
Denise Fernandez.
Thank you.
Thank you, my dear. This was great.
Thanks.
Best of luck to you. I hope you have a wonderful time selling the schools. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, it's not interesting. Okay? Interesting stuff from, again, I'm going to say this link, but it's Twinkle without the E. Without the E. TWINKL.com. And Denise is a middle school manager or the middle school manager for Twinkle USA. But she knows what she's doing. Okay, we're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.